This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Lebanon's embattled leadership, under fire after a massive explosion to large parts of central Beirut, faced public fury Thursday and stern calls to reform from the visiting French president and the International Monetary Fund. Grief has turned to anger in the traumatized nation, where at least 149 people died and more than 5,000 injured in Tuesday's blast. French President Emmanuel Macron, on a snap visit to the area, pledged to lead international emergency relief efforts and organize an aid conference in the coming days, promising that, quote, Lebanon is not alone, end quote. Authorities believe the explosion happened when a huge pile of ammonium nitrate that had languished for years in a port warehouse started a fire. Top U.S. envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, is leaving his post, and Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, will add Iran to his role, quote, following a transition period, end quote, with Hook. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Hook's surprise departure comes at a critical time when Washington has been intensely lobbying at the United Nations to extend an arms embargo on Iran, and as the UN Security Council prepares to hold a vote on the U.S. resolution next week. Thursday, the State Department said the United States has lifted a global health advisory imposed in March, advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, it said, quote, with health and safety conditions improving in some countries and potentially deteriorating in others, the department is returning to our previous system of country-specific levels of travel advice, end quote. You can find more on these and other stories, especially related to COVID-19, on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, more countries across Europe imposed new travel restrictions and containment measures Thursday, with fears growing over a second wave of coronavirus infections. Europe remains the hardest-hit region worldwide, with more than 200,000 fatalities since the virus first emerged in China last year. But the number of deaths is rising fast elsewhere, especially in Latin America and India. Nearly 19 million people worldwide have been infected with COVID-19. Johns Hopkins University in the United States has a study and has been following facts and found that countries flattening their curve of new cases in the past 5 days are the United States, Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, and Russia. Those countries showing a rise with the same measure include India, Colombia, Peru, Iran, and Iraq. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, ruling party Thursday, won a key two-thirds majority in vote counting after a parliamentary election that he hopes will clear the way for constitutional changes to make the presidency more powerful. In Poland, the conservative president, Andrzej Duda, has been sworn in for a second term before parliament members. Most opposition parliamentarians and some former leaders did not attend the ceremony Thursday, both because of COVID-19 restrictions and to show their disapproval of what they call Duda's disregard for the Constitution during his first term and his almost total acceptance of the ruling right-wing party's policies that have put Poland at odds with European Union leaders. Duda won just over 51% of votes in the July 12th election runoff, while his challenger received close to 49% of the votes. Pope Francis has appointed six women, including the former treasurer for Britain's Prince Charles, to the council that oversees Vatican finances. The pontiff named the women all at once to these senior roles. These appointments seem to be in line with the Pope's promises to improve gender balance, which were made years ago. But women's rights groups have said those promises have been slow in coming. Francis has already appointed women as deputy foreign minister, director of the Vatican Museums, and deputy head of the Vatican Press Office, as well as four women as counselors to the Synod of Bishops, which prepares major meetings. Still, Thursday's new appointments marked the largest number of women named at one time to Vatican posts. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.